I'd love to have you back for another episode for us to actually get into elements of the scriptures. Yeah, I think that'll be edifying and interesting to our audience also. But when I read the scripture, it seems to make it clear that there's no partiality in God, right? That he loves Jew right, that he loves Jew and Gentile, that Christ died for Jew and Gentile alike. And furthermore, right. Paul talks about how there's no divisions in Christ. How can one person right. be of Paul and the other person be of Cephas and the other person be of Christ, etc.? And yet, as we talked about at the beginning of the interview, Christianity is divided along a limitless number of lines. So in America particularly, I want to ask you, is there a racial divide in the Christian America? And if there is, how important is it to get beyond that, and how do you get beyond that? Is there a lack of fellowship between blacks and whites and even Latinos and Asians and so forth? And if that's the case, how do we break these barriers to get a more cohesive church? And I'm talking about in this country, not just in this city, but just broadly speaking. How do you break down race in the church?
First of all, John, Jesus told us to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. And in our being wise as a serpent, I mean, we just have to look at Christianity and the body of Christ, John, for what it is. It is not a perfect church. We're the church, but we're not a perfect church. And many times the ills that the world has are the ills that the church has. Yes, there is prejudices. There is even racism in the body of Christ. Why, John? Because there are racist individuals and prejudiced individuals that just happen to be saved. And I'm not saying that because of their racism and because of their prejudices that they're not saved. I mean, the only person that I can say who's saved is myself. I don't know your salvific experience. And you know, I understand that, you know, by their fruits, but you know. You know, we shall know them by their fruits and all of that. But now, I mean, John, let's just call it like it is. We look, I mean, even within the demographics of the Sunday morning crowds that many pastors have on, you know, each week, you're going to interface with individuals that are racist and all this kind of stuff. I mean, but the only thing that we can do to, you know, to correct this ill, John, is not only, I do believe wholeheartedly that we can overcome this ill. Because, you know, if not, then I'm limiting the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
The Holy Spirit can change it. But now, I mean, as far as our strategic maneuvers, you know, the ways and means of this situation, it has to be done through the revelation of God's word. We will boycott, but when we turn around and come back in and explore the word of God and discover what God's word has to say about X, Y, and Z. Thing is, brother, is that it has to be done by the teaching and the preaching of the word of God. And I'm not only talking about Sunday morning, and Tuesday night. I'm talking about discipling a nation. But before we disciple that nation, the church has to be discipled. Those who are part of the body of Christ that are not disciples, you know. The more I truly believe that the more we are convicted by Scripture, the more we will walk by what Scripture says.
Right. Right.
The more inclined we will be to follow Scripture.
That's right.
People are not walking in the Word because they're not convicted by the Word.
So you have to lead with the Word and the Holy Spirit, in other words. You know, I wrote an article recently about Fred Luter Jr., who you're probably aware has been elected as the first black president of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Amen for him. Amen. Amen.
Which was really, I thought that was sort of a landmark moment in Black history that most of us.
Oh, absolutely. Because, yeah. I mean, you know, let me just say this, John. By Dr. Luther being in that position,
yeah,
he can do more, and I know that that's the Southern
just,
Baptist
just so the audience knows, the Southern Baptist Convention is a predominantly white organization that has a long history of racial intolerance, so that's why this is so significant, but continue.
Yes, it has the tag Baptist. And so we give off to the idea that this is a Christian organization, which it is.
Right.
But I mean, again, I do believe that the reason why I'm so effective in our congregation and I'm so embraced by the people of Watts, where I pastor, is because I keep it real. And so in keeping it real, let me just keep it real to say that, yes, although that convention, that Baptist convention, the Southern Baptist Convention, which is predominantly white supported and white led, Caucasian led. Yes, it is a Christian organization. But I do believe that the Black church can, and the Black minister for that matter, can benefit to a greater degree from what the Southern Baptist Convention has to offer, since a Black man now is in that seat.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to be looking at situations, and when a situation comes about, when he has to make a decision, he is going to make a decision with the Black church in mind.
Right.
And I'm sorry to say, with our Caucasian leaders in the past, it may have not always been like that. It's because they're not affected by what we're affected by.
I don't even think that's an offensive or a controversial statement. They just don't have the proximity to our experience to relate to.
No. And I'm going to give further credence to what I'm saying. And that is, you know, it's not a statement of prejudice, but it's all a matter of culture.
Right.
You know, I don't know how to look out for you because I've never experienced that before.
That's right. I think we get race and culture confused sometimes, you know. But yeah, and that's why I think I agree. I think it's significant that Pastor Luther is in that position, and hopefully, this can create some cross-cultural inroads in the body of Christ, in the Christian community in America.
Right.
Because I think it is my opinion that even though the church, as you mentioned, is not perfect by any means, but as a person who believes in the redemptive love of God and in the value of the commandment that you should love your neighbor as you love yourself, I believe that the Black community and the American community writ large would benefit from a more cohesive Christian community that really adhered to those fundamental Christian principles now, with that qualification, across all racial lines. Of course, the Black church and the Black community is always going to be that. You know, you're not going to give up your culture, but that shouldn't prohibit us, ideally, from being able to work with our white brothers and sisters and our Asian and our Latino brothers and sisters, because the truth is God loves them just as much, you know, and we should never forget that. Anyway, Pastor, we only got a few seconds, but I want to give you the last word.
John, I first of all want to thank you for having me on and for being able to articulate my convictions in ministry and in manhood, for that matter, over these airways. But, John, let me tell you something. The church, the community, our nation will not become any better until men and women cultivate a deeper and a more meaningful relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Our relationship with one another can only be enhanced if we are in a right relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
And that's the message for the masses, is to if you want your situation to get better, your situation cannot get better before you get better, and you cannot get better without the Holy Spirit. And
Amen.
So that's why every day I inspire and I encourage, should I say, men, women, boys, and girls to not only get to know Jesus Christ, but to be convicted by the truth of his word and just develop a strong worship, a life of worship, and a strong discipline for prayer and for the word of God. And
yeah.
I do believe that, John, if we do that, then our churches are going to get better. If we do that, then our communities are going to get better. If we do that, then our nation is going to become strong.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right.
And so with that, my brother, I thank you so very much, and I look forward to seeing you on the next Lord's Day.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor. That's Pastor Bobby Winters. And thank you for listening, Black is Community. We love you, family.